I think one of the reasons that I have felt a deep sense of psychological exile has to do with being born into a state at a historical moment in which my birth was illegitimate because of the state's laws that were still there on the books, as well as custom and attitude. And I've tried very hard to claim this place that is my home, this South. And I think I have a feeling that's very much like the way that Walt Whitman thought of his own South. There are some lines that I use as an epigraph in this collection from Walt Whitman's O Magnet South that read, O Magnet South, O glistening perfume South, my South, O quick metal, rich blood, impulse and love, good and evil, O all dear to me. I think in a lot of ways that also sums up my feelings about my South. I love it and I hate it too. And so I'd like to read this poem. It has an epigraph from E.O. Wilson that reads, Homo sapiens is the only species to suffer psychological exile. South. I returned to a stand of pines, bone-thin phalanx flanking the roadside, tangle of understory, a dialectic of dark and light, and magnolias blossoming like afterthought, each flower a surrender, white flags draped among the branches. I returned to Land's End, the swath of coast clear-cut and buried in sand, mangrove, live oak, gulf weed raised and replaced by thin palms, palmettos, symbols of victory or defiance, over and over marking this vanquished land. I returned to a field of cotton, hallowed ground as slave legend goes, each bowl holding the ghosts of generations, those who measured their days by the heft of sacks and lengths of rows, whose sweat flecked the cotton plants still sewn into our clothes. I returned to a country battlefield where colored troops fought and died, Port Hudson where their bodies swelled and blackened beneath the sun, unburied until earth's green sheet pulled over them, unmarked by any headstones. Where the roads, buildings, and monuments are named to honor the Confederacy, where that old flag still hangs. I return to Mississippi, state that made a crime of me, mulatto, half-breed, native, in my native land, this place they'll bury me.